You know, it's been said that when life throws you curves, you gotta swing into the pitch. Meet the cleanup batter, swinging for the fences. From the forthcoming audiobook, recorded here at Airlift, courtesy Amazon, Audible.com, and Listen Up Audiobooks, it's called The Priority List, a teacher's quest to discover life's greatest lessons. Here he is, Airlift's new pal, the pride of Coral Reef High, English teacher, poet, and philosopher extraordinaire, Mr. David Menashe.
Prologue. Allow me, if you will, to borrow the words of the great Lou Gehrig in his farewell speech at Yankee Stadium, shortly after being told at 36 years old he was looking at the end of his life. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I do, and I am. I was around the same age as Lou when in 2006, at the pinnacle of my teaching career, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor and given months to live. It is 7 years later, and as I sit here in my home in New Orleans, mostly blind and nearly crippled, I feel lucky that I am still able to appreciate the beauty of the pink magnolias outside of my window, and behold my loved ones, and laugh with my friends, and have a chance to share my story. I'm realistic. There is no reason I should be alive. The disease never lets me forget that it, and not I, will ultimately win this battle of wills. I know the cancer will have its way, sooner rather than later. But as my vision diminishes and my world grows dark, as my arms weaken to the point where I can no longer lift a fork to feed myself, and my legs wither beneath me, I have chosen to spend what limited time I have, the only way I know how, with joy. I can no longer command a classroom as I once did, but my hope is, by sharing my experiences and lessons, especially as I die, that others will be reminded of the preciousness of life. I have never appreciated it more than now that I have so little time left. And again, I borrow from baseball's Iron Horse in his farewell speech. So I close in saying that I may have had a tough break, but I have had an awful lot to live for. Until I cease to breathe, I will.